Good evening, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. You are now listening to the Stephanie Girard Show, also known as Journey with Stephanie. I'm super excited this evening because I have a very special guest. And last month, I started off this wonderful six-month kickoff. And this kickoff means I'm featuring different people that I've been connected with over the last several years or more recent years, and it's super exciting. These are all people that have been brought to me, or I've been brought to them. It goes both ways. And my guests have all helped to effect change and healing within myself. And what I love is that everyone has helped me to help me. And, you know, it's interesting because in the work that I do, I'm here to help people grow and change and transform. And it's really cool to be in this position and to share in this wonderful opportunity to meet people who can also help me too. So it's exciting. So again, welcome to the Journey with Stephanie show. And my special guest tonight is Bethany Morgan Cassini. So before we bring her on, I just wanted to share a little bit about myself. I am an energy healer. I do all kinds of things. I have many, many tools in my toolbox, and it makes every session very interesting. One of the main things that I do, aside from the energy healing, is work with people to help identify any patterns that are blocking them in any way, shape, or form. And we look at that, we address it, we help clear and shift the energies so that you may focus on you even more clearly. And before we get too deep into it, I love this. Going to do a shameless plug here very quickly. If you would like to book a reading with myself, my website is journeywithstephanie.com. And if you would like to book a reading with Bethany, you can find her on Facebook. Facebook is a fantastic resource. You can find her under Bethany Morgan Cassini. And of course, she's one of my friends on Facebook. So, and another thing I'd like to share with everyone as well, Alaska, I'm in Anchorage, Alaska, and this is a real interesting place to be. I'm super far north, and it's beautiful here, and we have a very special event coming up. It's the first weekend of August. It's the Alaska Whole Life Festival, and this year it's being held out in Palmer, Alaska. So for those of you who live locally here, feel free to join us on August 5th, 6th, and 7th, or I think it's 6th, 7th, and 8th. Anyway, we have three full days of just lots of different readers and vendors, body workers. It'll be pretty exciting. And then, of course, as always, every Sunday evening, I am a co-host with Psychic Rebecca Fisk called Your Sunday Psychics. We will be back this coming Sunday, July 11th at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. All of us enjoyed the 4th of July this past Sunday, so we've also enjoyed a two-week break as well. Very exciting. So anyway, without further ado, I would like to bring my guest on, Bethany. And again, before you start talking, this is so cool. I shared this on my Facebook post today. I've known Bethany, well, we met, what, I think over 4 years ago. It was around 4 years ago in April. And
it feels longer than that, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Yes. Yes. So I found Bethany on one of the online sites. And, you know, for readings and such. And there was like this instant connection. And we've taken it, of course, outside of that. And we have our own place that we do our chats and visits and readings and such. So anyway, when I connected with Bethany, the really cool part is that there was this almost an automatic instant comfort level. It's like we already knew each other. It's like we were already sisters. This is the feeling of when we are connecting with our, what we call our soul tribe, our people. Right. And yeah. And so there was this beautiful connection. And Bethany, for me, is one of those people that when I'm going through something or I have a question, you know, first I try to work it out in my head. I do things my way. And of course, I trust my gut as well. But for those really fine-tuning, required special attention needs, I've taken my stuff to Bethany. And, you know, this, I'm like everybody else. You know, when I ask a question, I want my answer. And of course, sometimes I have my own expectations of, okay, it needs to look this way and it's got to fit inside this box. And Bethany, she like spreads it all out on the table and I end up with things entirely different. And it's like, oh, that's another perspective. Okay.
Right.
So Bethany, this is exciting. This is the first time we've ever talked.
I know. Isn't
heard
that amazing?
Each other's voices. Yeah.
I know. It's so funny. You know, I actually prefer typing my conversations because it allows me to really kind of think out what I'm about to say. And, you know, I'm not always, I don't think I'm very good in conversation all the time because I tend to be a quieter person and an observer. So when the spotlight's kind of on me, I kind of have to come out of that shell a little bit. And I think that's why it's been that long that we haven't actually talked on the phone, just because, well, also we kind of have our own thing going too. You know, like I look forward to doing your readings before bedtime because otherwise my night is not complete. You know, I'm like, oh, I haven't heard from Stephanie yet, you know, or I'm like, okay, I got to hear from Stephanie first. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm too tired tonight. I have to wait till the morning. But that's what I love about our connection is that we understand each other and we do the same kind of work. And so it's like, you know, we just get each other. And that's part of that special connection that we share. So I love that about us together, you know, and the client friendship kind of, you know, we have a nice little thing going.
We do. It's comfortable. It's cozy. There's a nice innate understanding of, you know, the times that it's like, I got to go to bed. I'm too tired. Or maybe questions are sent in the middle of the day and it's like, you have the time and it just works out. And it's like, wow. And the cool part, I think, for both of us is that we are trusting and knowing that, you know, everything is completed in divine time, on spirit's time, not our time. And
exactly.
So what's fabulous about what we share is that there's just that natural flow. There's that natural trust in it. Like, okay, I'm sending this out to the universe and Bethany, and the answers will come when they're supposed to. And that's the really cool thing. So I want to ask you, Bethany, you know, I know. It's so exciting to talk with you.
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I love it.
So I know that in my world, and I get asked this question a lot, and it came up even yesterday. I had a brand new client yesterday, and it was shocking her. The session was shocking her. How do you know this? And so I would like to ask you, because I know for me it started when I was very young, and knowing that the gifts are there, and it just was a knowingness. And when people ask me how long have I known and when and all of that, I never really have a clear answer. So what is it that you share with people? How did this begin with you?
Well, you know, I would say probably my mom probably opened the door for me when I was probably about 10. Actually, my first book I read was a book by Linda Goodman, who is an astrologer, and it was called Sun Signs. And I started reading this book. And of course, you know, when you're young, you absorb so much. And I absorbed all of that information about sun signs and people. And that was actually when I really started realizing that I could connect with people by talking about astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of like opened my universe up, you know, and I thought, okay, this is kind of cool. I can connect with people and I'm understanding people at the same time. And then it kind of shifted into reading palms. And I enjoyed that, but it wasn't really my medium. And when I found tarot cards, and I guess I was about 13 at this time, my parents actually bought me a set of tarot cards, and I stayed up one night, and I wrote down in this little tablet the meanings of each card, and I used them sort of like flashcards, you know. I would look at a card, and I would associate a word with it, and I just kept doing that, and I started reading for my friends, and I went to my family. And then I would take them to school with me, which is so funny. When we were in high school, a lot of the girls would, you know, circle me because they would see me like, you know, when we had downtime, I would play with my cards. I mean, I was really into it, you know. And so I started getting this little gathering of females around me, you know. And then it was like I would like go shopping in town or something and they would be like, Bethany, 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 you're the one that reads tarot cards, right? And it's like, yeah. And they're like, this happened, like you said it would, you know? And so it was at that point that I was like, this could be something, you know? Like this, I might have something here, you know? And that kind of like opened my gifts. And I just started working with them, you know? And I just felt connected. And it was working for me. So that's kind of where it started for me. And I have loved it since. And it's like when I separate myself from it, like, you know, just going through difficult times in life, whenever you kind of put your gift down, those are the worst of times. When you put that to the side, you need your gift, you know, like when God gives you something like that, you use it, you know, and you're helping people and you're giving them hope and you're, you know, there's just so many factors to it that really call to me and they call to my nature, you know? So anyway, that's kind of how I got started with what I do. So
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And it's funny because, of course, you read my mind and you started answering the question anyway.
Oh.
I was going to ask you I think that there's a perception out there. Oh, gosh, their medium is a psychic or their medium is being a medium or energy healer, whatever it might be. And there's also an assumption or a belief that, oh, gosh, well, if they do what they do, they must have all the answers. And so their lives must be perfect. And I know that in my world, I've hit different little mini dark nights of the soul. Is there any one particular dark night that you felt like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to come back from this. And yet when you did, you found yourself really propelled forward. Have you encountered that?
You know, really the one time that I remember not using my gifts like I should, and it was going through a bad relationship, and there was probably a good 2 or 3 years that I didn't use it. And I didn't even really think about it. Like I would just look at them and just feel kind of like, oh, I can't do this, you know? And it was because I was suffering myself, you know, and it was just a total disconnection. And so it wasn't until I actually got out of that relationship and I actually moved to Alabama that I was like, wait a minute, you know, I remember I had this gift, you know? And when I opened it back up, my life changed completely. It was just like, wow, there it is. You know, there's my spark. There's my joy. And of course, getting away from that relationship was the best thing I ever did in my life. But, and we all know how that goes. But anyway, you know, when I moved to where I am now, it was like, you know, it was my connection to God. I'm surrounded by water, which I actually get a lot of power or, not power, but you know, you just feel stronger when you're around certain elements. And for me, that's water. And so I love being surrounded by all this water. It totally strengthens my spirit. Also, just the beauty, the nature, you know, birds. I love that kind of stuff. So that really appeals to me, and it opens me up. And, you know, I'm glad that I have that now, and I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing. It's a journey that I've chosen and I love, you know. So I'm glad to be in a situation in which I can always use my gifts every day, you know. That's what I was put here for.
Absolutely, yes. I think it's wonderful. And with the element of water, as we know, water is a female sign, and
right.
Water also represents emotions.
Right.
And when we're doing what we do, and we love doing what we do, that connection is needed. And I love that you have the water around you. And in a similar way with my journey, I've always been, whatever state I've lived in, with the exception of the oven of Arizona, I've always been, I'm just like this western sea border. I've lived in California.
Yeah.
I was born in Oregon, lived in Washington. Mm-hmm. Now I'm way far north up here in Alaska. The water is super, super, super important to me. And then what's new and different for me, before I moved up here, I lived in a location where there was many tall trees, and I didn't think about it too much other than, okay, gosh, that's pretty. And one day I was at my desk and I was on the phone doing a reading, and I noticed that the trees in the distance were kind of moving, like according to the conversation, according to the reading. And at first I thought, wait, what's
right.
going on here? And you know, the boughs, they were evergreen trees. And so they were kind of lifting and swaying and shifting. And so here, what's beautiful is that my quote-unquote backyard is actually a green belt. And it's in
gorgeous.
The foothills.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's in the foothills of the Chugach Mountains. And so outside of my window, there's many different kinds of trees, primarily birch trees. And there's times now, and of course, when I learned about that in Washington State and then moved here, which I've been here for almost 2 years now, I've noticed this with the trees. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with one client, and the topic was getting a little bit passionate, shall we say, and those trees were starting to pick up some wind and swaying a little bit, and then when things calmed down, then they came back to center, they were quiet. So it's like, this is beautiful, wonderful tree energy here. So I love that, you know, when we do what we do, nature is absolutely critical. Now,
absolutely.
Tell us, where are you from originally? Because we hear an accent. Do tell.
Do you really? Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I was born in the New Orleans area, Metairie, and then my family moved to Houston, or Pearland, better yet, which is just a suburb of Houston, when I was about 8. And so I lived there until I was in my late 20s, and then I moved to a little town called Fairhope in Alabama. And then from Fairhope, we moved over to the Pensacola area, which is where my husband's family is. And I love it here too. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. we call this area Lower Alabama because it's very, very similar to Alabama. You don't actually get to Florida until you hit about Tallahassee. You know, that's when you start to kind of see the difference. It's like, oh, I don't think I'm in Alabama anymore. But anyway, I forgot what the question was. I'm just ranting.
Just asking where you're from. Your accent, there's a blend of different dialects going on, and that's why I was curious.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's so funny. Well, a lot of Houstonians, we kind of have an absence of accent. Now, of course, you will pick up Texas a little bit. I may have picked up some Alabama. I have been in this area for nearly 15 years.
You have.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny, Stephanie. I never even thought about that. But, yeah, that's funny.
And you know what's cute, and I know you're not from there, is there's a little bit – the folks – who live in Maryland, they have their own dialect as well. And so I'm hearing all these different dialects. Once upon a time in a different chapter of my life, I was in banking, and I transferred to the Seattle area from a very small town, and I ended up at a branch where there was, you know, my fellow coworkers were from several different countries. And
oh,
so
wow.
It really, what's amazing is that I developed an ear to really hone in and listen to the various accents.
I see.
It was like, oh, okay. So
right.
About six years ago, I was involved in this event, and one of the attendees, you know, came up and she was visiting with me afterwards, and there was something very different. And I said, what's the dialect? Where are you from? And everyone turned their heads to look at me like I'm crazy. And they're like, she doesn't have a dialect. I said, absolutely she does. She said, you're right. She says, I'm from Singapore. I
wow.
said, it's very different. It was pretty, but unique and different. And
yeah.
So along the way, you know, when we talk about our gifts are, it's wider and broader than a deck of cards or a mm-hmm. pendulum and charts. It's far bigger
yep.
than that. And I have found, anyway, it taught me, oh golly, I want to say this was in the mid-90s. So I had to really learn, you know, the difference. I had to shift gears all the time. One lady was from Germany, and she had a very thick, thick, hard accent. And then going over to the Vietnamese guy, who his accent was just as thick. And so it was shifting throughout the day, every single day. Yet what a gift it was, because it's helpful, because not only in hearing the voice, but hearing the tone, hearing the dialect, because
mm-hmm.
the information comes through in a very unique and different way. Have you found
mm-hmm.
that to be true as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty powerful.
Very.
So a question for you is, I really don't like when I'm asked this question, but I just
oh,
love
okay.
to hear the idea. So
right.
in your imaginary world, from where you're at now, looking ahead, how do you see your gifts evolving? What does that feel like to you? What does that look like?
Well, you know, I've thought about that a few times. I think for right now, what I've actually started doing is kind of not really relearning my cards, but going deeper, like doing some different word associations with them, things that maybe, I guess it's more of a challenge to kind of expand that knowledge and to come
right.
to associate different aspects of the card. For instance, like, let's just say the Six of Swords, it's, you know, a few people on a boat and they're kind of drifting away. You know, of course, when you look at that card, you see things like, of course, it could mean somebody's going away, a move. It's a rather ominous card. It could have to deal with depression. It could deal with, you know, even on a more positive note, an ending but a new beginning. You know, so I'm kind of going through and kind of doing some different word associations that maybe normally I wouldn't apply to a card like that, and teaching myself that way to kind of give myself a challenge. But also I'm hoping that I grow into maybe doing more teaching, instructing students. I would love to do that. I don't know if I'm even more, if I'm confident in doing that, but that's something I would like to grow into and to become more confident, because I'm not always confident about what I do, you know, and I can admit that. but when I look at people and I hear the feedback, I'm like, wow, okay, this is great. You know, I'm glad I'm doing some good things, you know, but I'm always working on that aspect of myself. And that's the confidence to always do better, learn from mistakes, and just keep moving forward. I think that's kind of where I'm kind of hoping to go eventually. So
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I know that when we do what we do all the time, sometimes we can get caught. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know that I go through, I have gone through in the past these periods of stagnancy where I'm content, everything's going,
yep.
The greased wheel is content. And
right.
then for me anyway, it's like, now here comes that one client, whether they're, you know, a regular or someone brand new, they start
right.
to rock the boat a little bit. And it's like,
uh-huh.
well, now, wait a minute,
because
I was comfortable. And now
yes.
I'm not.
Yes.
And so I love to put words to this. Clients help us too. Clients
oh,
teach
yeah.
us and bring to us the ideas, the triggers, the challenges
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
what we can do to grow, to expand, to get better,
and yep.
or to become more all-inclusive. And the teaching piece, I can completely understand. And I think, too, with what we do, we also tend to be our own worst enemy. I don't know about you.
Yep.
I know we're probably very much the same here. It's like
yep.
sometimes I stop myself from doing something because I feel like if I can't do it right the first
yeah.
time, then I don't want to do it. However,
exactly.
this takes away from humanity, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes, you know, I was sharing with someone the other day, the learning is in the folds and the cracks of life.
Yeah.
And what if we show up and we're supposed to talk about something and then we're on the spot and everything goes out the window, brain freeze.
Oh, gosh, I know.
And now we just start talking. I've had that happen. And
yep.
what's cool, though, is that that is divine intervention, and we are
yes.
being divinely led.
Absolutely.
And for our work, so much of what we do is our own faith and trust in the process
yep.
of what we're doing and the information disseminating. So going to get another shameless plug in here. So if
uh-huh.
you would like to book a reading with Bethany, you can find her on Facebook, Bethany Morgan Cassini. And if you would like to book a reading with me or a healing session, whatever you would like, go to my website, journeywithstephanie.com. So, Bethany, how do you feel about taking some calls? Are
oh,
you ready?
I'm totally ready.
Okay. All right, Garrett.
Okie dokie. So if this is your first time calling into the show and you'd like to ask a question, you need to press 1 on your keypad while the ladies are talking to our first caller, who is going to be Marlene. She's calling about her career. I'll be screening more calls. I'll be looking for your name and topic only, and we'll get as many of you on tonight as we can. Our first caller again is Marlene calling about her career, and you're now live with Stephanie and Bethany. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi,
hi Stephanie. Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene. How are you?
Great. I'm so excited.
Excellent. Excellent. So what is your question this evening?
I would just love to, I mean, get any insight on my career. I feel like I've hit a peak at where I'm at right now. So I'm just looking for any insight. I'm excited to see, you know, what is new, what's going to happen. Yeah. Anything with career, I guess.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Marlene, this is Stephanie. The first thing I'm hearing everything old is new again. So what's coming through very strongly is, first and foremost, there are 3 or 4 things that you're really super great at. I see that you work with people, whether in person or on the phone. There
mm-hmm.
are things that you love about doing this. You love to organize. You love what you do. However, you're looking at shifting filters, which could mean a different company, a different venue. I see you sitting still for this moment in time, yet I
mm-hmm.
see you making change, and it looks like in about 3 more months yet. So that's
wow.
perfect. So that's perfect. At this place in time, the planet Pluto is retrograde, and it's what it's helping us to do. It's not too comfortable, but we're diving deep within. And we're hashing things out. We're pulling our own cards out on the table to figure out something. So it could be as late as 3 months. It could be as soon as next month. So
wow.
I do see a change coming for you. And it's important to focus on what is that. But for you, always keep your outline of what your strengths are. So I'm going to hand you over to Bethany, and let's see what Bethany gets for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what I'm getting here is to you definitely want to listen to your intuition. You have a very strong intuition. You should definitely follow that and go with your gut.
Thank you.
I do see you moving on. May I ask what kind of work do you do?
Yes, I am a leasing consultant for the Irvine Company.
Ah, okay, great.
Beautiful.
Let me ask you, I'm seeing the rest and rejuvenate card. Are you currently working? Are you kind of in between jobs right now? What's the situation there?
Yeah, so I am currently working, and I am taking a vacation at the end of this month. However,
great.
I will say I'm also, honestly speaking, in this weird transition because I am seeing some surgeons for my spine, for my back. So I'm kind of scared to make a move right now because I don't know if I'm going to get surgery or not. And I would hate to start this new company and then say, hey, I'm going to be out for a few months.
Okay. So that would make a lot of sense with the rest and rejuvenate. You definitely want to take that time to heal completely. Follow your gut, you know, and that's really prominent here. Listen to what your gut's saying. If it's saying to kind of take a break, why don't you heal first, then move on? I think this is probably the most important part that I'm seeing stand out. The only thing I do see, and you need to be careful, especially when it comes to healing, is you might get a little bit bored or discontent. You're probably one of those people that like to be on the go all the time.
Yes.
Take the time to heal. I can't stress that enough to you. Then I feel like you're going to move on. And this could mean that you move on to something different than what you're currently doing or your current career. So there could be a career shift, and I'm seeing that could happen in 2022. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting there.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, Marlene.
Awesome. Yeah,
okay, Marlene, thanks for the call. All the best to you, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next caller is going to be David. David, welcome to the show. You're live with Stephanie and Bethany. Go ahead, please.
Greetings, ladies. Thank you
hello.
For taking my call.
Hi, David.
Hello. I actually talked to you, Stephanie, a while back ago on your Sunday show. I actually have a question about water. You were talking about water and being close to water. And I'm trying to figure out what my astrological sign is, what my birthday is. And I've done numerology and a lot of things, and I've got a date of July 21st. And I'm wondering if either of you have a hit on that or can confirm that or tell me I'm way off. I've asked a million psychics, and most of them refuse to answer the question.
I'm not sure I understand the question. Can you kind of clarify what it is that you're asking again?
Yeah, if my birthday is July 21st, I don't know when my birthday is.
I'm sorry. I gotcha. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, David, I'm going to ask the question a different way. I use the pendulum, and I'm asking, this is how I'm framing it, to what percent is July 21st David's birthday? It's really, really close. I'm going to say within a couple of days. So the percentage is super high. It's about 94%. So I'm going to say give or take a day either way. I would actually go more 21, 22, 23. I would go in that direction. It would surprise me if you went one day backwards, which is interesting. So Leo, interesting, isn't it?
Well, I was told I was August 2nd, but I was never given a birth certificate, and I'm not a Leo. I mean, I've had millions of astrologers tell me I'm a failed Leo, and I've had disastrous astrology appointments.
I feel like you're on the cusp because the water in you also comes through. So I can feel your emotions, the passion. Your emotions run really deep down to your toes and back up again. I'm leaving that. Let's see what Bethany gets with her cards or whatever she's going to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm actually getting Gemini here. I'm getting around the last part of June. Does that make any sense to you?
Like I said, I was always told it was August 2nd. My family celebrated August 2nd. I was never given a birth certificate. I was given a registration of birth. I've kind of retrofitted it, and I believe my mother was in a psychiatric hospital. I think I was born in a psychiatric hospital. And what they did is they postdated my birth when they registered me with the county. So I don't. I think I was registered on August 2nd, but I was born in July, and I've used numerology and all kinds of other synchronicities to try and figure out my birthday.
Wow, that's really interesting, David. You know, I'm getting Gemini, but the thing is also this could be a time frame also, which May and June, which falls into June. You know, possibly what I'm picking up it could be is that you're more of a Cancer than a Leo. I have to agree with Stephanie there because I see the draw of water being heavy
right
there. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting.
Beautiful.
Well, a Gemini is a split personality, you know, and being split
that's
between
true
Cancer and Leo is kind of a split.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. See, this is why I love when my clients help me because there's little things that you pick up on. You know, that's how we flow, you know, so I completely agree. It definitely could be the split that you're on the cusp. Yep.
Yes.
I completely agree.
Beautiful.
Okay. Thank
cool
you, David.
Thank
we
you so
appreciate
much
your call.
Thank you, David.
And
thank
what a great question for tonight. And
yeah,
it's going to be followed by a bunch of equally fascinating questions. We're going to start with Casey, and she's calling about her apartment search or housing. Casey, you're now live with Stephanie and Bethany. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Casey. I know you.
Nice. Well, good. I'm very glad to hear that. And I kind of know you, too.
Yes.
How do y'all know each other?
From here.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. From one of these shows or several, yes.
Yeah.
That's
yes
funny. Very good, yes. Appreciate the shows. Wonderful.
Excellent.
And your
excellent
new website, your picture, you look even more gorgeous than I saw you before.
Oh.
I mean,
she is gorgeous.
Yeah, imagine in person. Wow.
Thank you, hon. I would love to give
you
a hug. So you're looking for insight about
no, actually it's this apartment. I'm still, you know, I'm lucky I've been able to survive without getting a roommate. It's very slow going. I've been did some work in there earlier and getting to get it painted soon, getting a new air conditioner tomorrow, but there's still odds and ends I have to clear out. And I just, to me, the
sure
room is so creepy and depressing. I can't imagine anyone wanting to be in it. And it's still hard for me to go in there and work. And anyway,
mm-hmm,
and it's the whole apartment is in such bad shape. So, you know, do you see me actually finding a roommate that will work? Am I going to have a miracle that I won't need a roommate? Is there any guidance how I could find someone who I wouldn't mind having around?
Okay, I'm asking Casey, and you know how this works. I'm asking what is the likelihood that a roommate will work out and or be brought to you? It looks like there's still going to be a roommate coming, and for whatever reason, first you will still be held in the balance by God, by spirit. I'm not seeing a roommate until later in the year. It could be November. And then I'm also hearing it could be as soon as August. So, and you know, what's cool is that the universe is going according to the beat of your heart. And, you know, because I know that you're still in a state of grief, and that's okay. So I know that spirit's holding you in the balance for that. Let's have Bethany take a look at it, because it will be interesting to see what her perspective is for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting is that August is what I'm getting, Stephanie, so to validate you on that, I'm definitely seeing August. I do see a woman as a roommate. Now, she actually is getting it looks like maybe she's going through a difficult time right now herself. So I'm seeing that it mostly is financial, and that she may come to you needing this space. She's got dark hair, and I'm definitely seeing August. Now, looks like she actually helps bring a little bit of balance to your financial situation as well. So this will be a strong roommate for you. So it looks like somebody that could end up being long-term. So be on the lookout for her long, dark hair is what I'm seeing.
Are you getting anything about how or where I would meet her?
Let me see here. You definitely get connected. There's somebody, either a friend, a family member. It looks like they bring her about, let's see if it's today, July 6th. This looks like this could be before August 6th. So she's definitely coming around to August. She's going through a transformation. So those are your two keys to kind of know that that's her. Yeah, that's pretty much, it's pretty much confirming again. She's looking for a space. She needs that foundation. So if you can give that to her, you two will get along perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you, Casey.
Well,
Casey, we're going to move on, but if you'd like to ask more questions, both Bethany and Stephanie have their websites on the show page here, and you can click there and schedule a reading with them in more detail. Our next caller is going to be Sandy, and Sandy's calling about education. You are live with Stephanie and Bethany. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Oh, hi. I have a quick question. So I'm waiting to write my last exam, enable for me to get a job with it. And when do you see that happen?
Okay, let's see. This is Stephanie, and I'm getting a timeline here just a moment. I'm asking, will this be July, August, or September? First of all, that will be completed by the end of this month. And the connection with a job, I'm getting the information here. You know, once you complete that, you put your heart and soul into your creations. Also, when you're writing and creating, you're doing all of that with intention. So as you're completing this, it's like the universe is hearing everything that you're asking for, so that when this project is completed and you send it out, the universe says, oh, it's over here, because you've put so much beautiful, methodical prayer, meditation, intention, belief in yourself. And what I'm seeing is this is going to happen pretty quickly. You will no more interview, and they'll be interested in hiring you. And again, this is August must be a hot button month. I'm getting like mid-August, because by the time you submit it and you hear back and they make a job offer, it's probably going to be as soon as the 15th of August. That's what I'm getting. So let's see what Bethany gets for you.
Well, what I'm getting here, I can validate by the end of the summer. So August, maybe going into September. I'm getting about August 24th. It looks like you might get a couple of offers. You might actually have to turn down a few. So I see multiple offers coming through and a decision by the end of August. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of validates everything that Stephanie just said, definitely.
Okay, so you see me passing before August?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. I'm seeing you passing by the end of July. Anywhere between July 31st to August 2nd, August 3rd.
Definitely. Yeah,
okay,
August is
you.
Definitely a hot month.
It is, isn't it? Thank you for calling.
Yes,
thank,
thank
you, Sandy.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
And make sure to check back next month and keep us updated. Our next caller is going to be Grace, and Grace is calling about her recently deceased pet. Grace, you are now live with Stephanie and Bethany. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
I want to ask something else. I have another dog that I adopted. And I'm wondering,
okay,
like, if she had a connection with my dog and if she misses him and what she's kind of feeling about this whole thing.
Aww.
How sweet is
yeah.
that? You know, what comes through for me, what I'm hearing as soon as when you started talking, is that the adopted dog is bringing through a grandmother or great-grandmother's energy on your mother's side of the family. That energy is what was familiar with the other dog. And so there's already a family connection there. And this is what, that's what comes through very strongly for me. It feels like those two dogs, once upon a time, when we talk about past lives, they were definitely connected once upon a time. And you've been connected with all of them as well. And for some reason, like I say, either grandmother or great-grandmother comes through very strongly for me. Let's see what Bethany gets for you.
So what I'm getting here, first off, is a lot of love. There is a total connection between the dog that passed and the current dog. I'm seeing that the current animal is actually bringing hope, bringing love, bringing light. So most definitely the new dog is connected to the old dog. And what I feel is that there is a certain spark in the new dog that was from the old dog. So there's already passion and love and light. I think it's going to be a beautiful relationship between the two of you. And I just love that. And I'm very sorry to hear about your pet. I'm totally an animal lover, so I understand completely.
Yeah, but for some reason, I'm not feeling so bad right now. Like, I'm okay that he's gone, but.
Wow, beautiful. That's so beautiful.
That is.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
And our final call of the night that we're going to take will be Deborah. And Deborah's calling about her career. Deborah, welcome to the show. You're live with Stephanie and Bethany. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you. This is
Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I just left a job, and they want to pick me up but at a different location because the location I was at was not good. And I just see what you see with that. I mean, do you see anything with that? I am kind of in a little break at the moment.
Okay. All right. This is Stephanie. And what I'm seeing here, there is the relocation. I'm seeing them pluck you from one place, picking you up from here, and then providing opportunity if you want it to go elsewhere. I'm to go back to Bethany's words from a different reading earlier, there's going to be a little bit of a pause. There's going to be opportunity for you to hit the pause button. It looks like maybe a couple, 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks at most for you to
really?
Sort of regroup, regather something because the company, there's so much going on around this. There's a pause going on many, many levels. And so take the opportunity that you can to, first of all, pause. Secondly, if you chose to relocate or go with this other option, I don't know that you would be all that happy with it. Because part of what's going on is that you have your own personal internal burnout. You're kind of like, okay, I'm over it. And if I go there, it's going to be a repeat of, you know, the first part of the play. And so you're weighing out your decisions here. And this is the time for you to go within and figure out, what do I want to do? Do I want to do something similar for another company, or am I going to shift gears altogether? And I'm seeing you actually resting with this, not just for now, but on through the end of the year. And you're going to gain other ideas. I also see you opening yourself up, you know, to the universe, to God, and just saying, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm going to try to have faith here and say, bring to me what it is, where it is that I would fit in the best. Because you've compromised yourself a lot at your work. You do extremely well, hands down, no doubt. Also has come with a great deal of self-sacrifice. And that's the component that you are looking to shift and get away from, and just say, okay, enough's enough. I know how to do that really well now. And so I now choose to do something that's going to build me up and bring me to a more, you know, to a stronger, more empowering place. So let's see what Bethany gets for you here.
Okay. So what I'm getting here, and you'll probably love hearing this, I'm getting the rain down of money. So this is obviously going to be a very good opportunity for you. I'm showing to have patience. It looks like what's being planned out for you is actually going to work out to your benefit. Like I said, I see material and spiritual prosperity. So this is an opportunity to grow. This is an opportunity to make more money. You're actually being given a helping hand. So I would just go with it, go with the flow.
Okay.
I do see a break where you kind of get a little bit of a break. I'm seeing between 3 to 6 weeks, actually. So it's going to be a nice break, and then you can kind of go into it. And it'll clear your mind, too. I'm showing that you kind of have a lot going on up there, just a lot of things on your mind. So it'll give you a chance to kind of clear your mind and go into this with a really fresh, good attitude. And give it a little time. It's going to work out for you.
Well, it's funny because I thought it would be like 3 months, and both of y'all said weeks, and so I guess I better start relaxing now. You know, I'm cleaning I never got to clean my house, but maybe I should relax more.
Yeah, definitely.
I was thinking about maybe going, you know, legally doing something, like legally serving the old location, because it was the location, not the company, though the company, I've done everything. They were going to move me up, so it would be a different opportunity. I just, you know, maybe I'll move on from there, you know, not stay there. But I do want to do something more spiritual. But I don't know, I'm just not that kind of person that wants to, like, do that. But everybody around me says to do it, to, like, find an attorney. I was wondering, do you see that that's worth it, or just let it go?
Wow.
You know, sometimes, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Stephanie.
I just wanted to share very quickly, sometimes with these types of situations, and personally, I had one of those big time in my life, and it does, what happens though is, you know, in hindsight, my ego was seriously bruised. It was very hurtful. And yet the way everything went, eventually it did catch up with the individual. And the individual paid for it and can no longer ever, ever, ever be in the industry that she was working in, ever. Can no longer even work with money. But here, so where I'm going with this is, there's a karmic balance. There's a karmic offset, and sometimes it takes us to pull away from that situation because it's going to resolve itself naturally.
And I feel that.
It'll catch up.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that too, and it's true. I, like, had to take myself out, so it, like, the house of cards is falling now. And it's
best for you to, this is opportunity, and the universe is bringing it to you, to step back and just say, okay, hands up, because this you know, remember, poo always runs downhill. That's what I tell people. So it will come back around, and you won't have to do a thing. So.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You for,
okay.
Thank you. Have a
good
lovely
night.
Evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our show tonight. My guest tonight has been Bethany Morgan Cassini. You can find her on Facebook. Her link is on the show page as well. And again, if you would like to book a session with Bethany, you can find her on Facebook. And if you would like to book a session with me, feel free to go to my website, journeywithstephanie.com. And I just want to share very quickly, please go to my website no matter what. I've taken most of the pictures myself, and they're built into the website and just sharing pieces of Alaska with you. So anyway, thank you again, everybody, for listening. Join me next month. I'm going to have a brand new healer on, and she's going to bring something very dynamic to the table. Thank you. And Bethany, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you,
tonight.
Stephanie. I've loved this so much. I so
yes.
appreciate it. It's been
oh, you're so,
much so
welcome.
Fun.
And we'll bring you back again. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.